Now joined by Coach Lowry over at Tri-County, the Mustangs ran into Mercer last night. Played them a little bit more competitively than the first time they saw him this season. Did take a loss, though, in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament. Tri-County next in action. We're going to assume, even with the snow, I haven't heard any postponements, cancellations for tonight, so we're going to assume the games are going to be played tonight. That would have Tri-County's boys playing at 8:30 tomorrow night against either North Harrison or Grundy County. Coach Lowry, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Late night last night, but I was pleased with how our boys played, and that's always a good feeling.
Yeah, as I said, from the first time you played Mercer, you showed improvement this time. I thought, particularly in the offensive end, you put the ball in the hoop a little bit better last night.
Yeah, we had some players that really stepped up to do well, and even under a good team over at Mercer, we came out to perform, and I think that shows how much we've progressed this season.
Cook got in double figures, and he's starting to get that scoring touch back a little bit for you, isn't he?
He's starting to get it back a little bit. He's starting to feel a lot better. His drives are starting to get there. He got double digits the past two games we played in, and so that's always good to get that back.
When you do look at your team as a whole, Coach, what are you looking for over the next 2 weeks? We got 2 weeks now until district play. It looks like you got Bramer for districts. Where are the improvements that you'd like to see the most between now and the 17th?
Being able to know our strengths and just execute them. And we have some younger players that are starting to find out what they're really comfortable with, and finding that comfort and using it to your advantage and not let a team take that away from you. And that's something that we've struggled with and something that's always hard to figure out as a young team, but we're moving in the right direction.
I'm just looking at the scoring columns from last night, Coach, and it looks like your best quarter was the second quarter. Now you fell behind 24-8 after one, but the second quarter you kind of you got outscored a little bit, but you played better, particularly on both ends of the floor, offensive and defensive.
Yeah, it was... we're fewer on numbers, but we really stepped up and came fired out in that second quarter. And early on, we had a big three from one of our players to really kind of get us on that way. Fan Thomason's really stepping up as a young leader for us, and he's taking it on and doing well for us.
How much, when you get into the second half of a game like that, Coach, because you mentioned, you know, folks that have seen Mercer, myself included, I know that Mercer's deep. They come at you about 6-7 deep off the bench. You don't have those sort of numbers. How much does that really make it stressful in the second half for the boys?
It makes it very stressful. It means you have to be willing to come in and out quickly and get a lot of breaks in with what you have, but find that heart where you push through even whenever you're tired, and that's a difficult thing sometimes.
So you mentioned Tomlinson. He got a couple of threes last night. Waterbury, I'm looking at the different names here, Coach. He had 7 points. He had a three. What sort of player is he for you?
He's a good point guard for us that has the ability to score the ball, and for a freshman, he's really stepping up into that role. He's learning to drive and learning to move that ball around and be a good point guard for us.
On Friday night, you went to Norburn. Respectable performance, Coach. 63-45 loss to the Pirates. I'm not sure quite what the Norburn boys have, but did you feel pretty good about the way the boys played Friday down there?
I wasn't super proud of that night. we had a couple players that did well offensively. defensively, not our best showing, and that's one of those difficult things that I'm glad we kind of worked some of those kinks out before we started the conference tournament. But it was a long ways down there, and I think that kind of really got in us, wore us out a little bit by the time we played.
So long story short, it's a team that you felt like you should have been a little bit more competitive with.
Yes, I do believe so.
Southwest Livingston, and yeah, I think with Southwest Livingston's boys, if you just don't have a guy who can match up with their 6'5 center, Mac Anderson, I think it's so difficult to match up with them. Is that just one of the things that you dealt with, that you just don't have that answer inside against him?
And that's one of those things that if you can get the ball into someone that big and that quick, it makes it difficult to slow them down. And we had a big performance by Fan Thomason on that night. He had 20 points for us, and whenever you score the ball that well, it's a little frustrating you can't get more stops on the defensive end, because I feel like we played very well with a very good team, and it's hard to slow down with some of that and momentum.
With having a young team, the conversation we've had all year long is you'll have ups and then you'll have downs. You go into slumps and then you have trouble stopping people. It sounds like, I know it's a slower process because, you know, if you figured out everything at once, you just turn everything around. But it sounds like consistency-wise, the boys are making a couple of steps here and there.
Oh, yeah. Each night I feel like we've made steps in the right direction. And there's only a few that you feel like, okay, maybe we took a step backwards tonight. But overall, I think we're going in the right direction. And I think they are seeing that.
So who knows who you play? North Harrison at North Harrison, if it's them tomorrow night, that would be difficult because it'd be like a road game. Grundy's playing some pretty good ball. They got Gilman City last week. So whomever you play tomorrow, there's challenges with both matchups.
Yes, definitely. Either one is a good opportunity for us to come out and show. It was a difficult time last time I played North Harrison. I'd always like another chance to redeem ourselves against them. But I'm looking forward to playing Grundy as well. Haven't got to see them yet, and that's always a good opportunity.
It sounded like, you know, in your answer against Norburn, that just intensity-wise, you didn't feel like the boys had the sort of intensity that they need to have to have a chance to get a victory on the road. Were you more pleased with the intensity last night against Mercer, Coach?
Yes, I was. We were really knowing who we needed to shut down and talking a lot better. Just a few here and there that really could step up, and they know that, and they'll step up and be ready the next time. But sometimes you gotta take one down every once in a while.
Are you kind of looking at this tournament? You know, obviously, you get to the top end. You got Mercer as a 2 seed, Winston the 1, North Harrison is a tough 3 seed. You know, you're on the side of the bracket that you'd rather be on the winner's bracket side, obviously. But now you have a little 4-team tournament with, you know, there are going to be 4 teams there on this loser's bracket side that you feel like you can play with a little bit. Are you kind of looking at this as a little mini tournament, see how the boys handle it over the next couple of games?
Yeah, I looked at this tournament, and there's some really good teams, and of course you want to be on that winner's side, but when you look over here, you know it's a good opportunity to keep going and to keep playing games and not go all the way to the end and still end with a victory. And so, yeah, this is a good side for us, and I think it's a good opportunity still.
You have Grundy coming to your place a week from tonight. We'll certainly talk about that more next week. But if you do see Grundy tomorrow, Coach, now have the boys, have they done well with playing a team twice, you know, that second time around and playing somebody when they've had that chance this year?
I think we really do. That first time around, we're still figuring out a little bit. And then seeing them the second time is they kind of know who they have to shut down, knowing that's kind of important. Actually seeing them is a little bit different. But we're hoping if we do see them tomorrow that we can make that adjustment and be ready for the first time, though.
So Tri-County Girls going to play at 4:45 this afternoon against East Harrison. The boys, they have the night off, and they will play at 8:30 tomorrow night in the late game on the Consolation semifinal night up from Eagleville. Whomever loses tonight, Grundy are 5, North Harrison boys going to play in the late game tonight at 8:30. Whoever loses that game will play Tri-County tomorrow at 8:30. Consolation final is Friday at 8:30 for the boys. 7th place game is Friday night at 6. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.